You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people who make them and do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates or advertisers. Hi, folks. Welcome to the show. Wherever you happen to be all around this beautiful planet, thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. Now, some of you are joining us for the very, very first time, and I want to thank you for that. I appreciate you being here, and I think you're going to enjoy the show. Please, if you haven't done so, go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and you'll see in red letters, you'll see the K-Files e-zine. Subscribe to that. That's our free weekly newsletter. And I would love for you to be one of the people in the know. Now, tonight's show is sort of, in a way, focused around the K-Files e-zine, sort of, kind of indirectly. You have no doubt already viewed the video that is embedded in the little article there about tonight's show. Now, that those of you who are subscribed to the K-Files e-zine know that about 4 weeks ago, that links to those videos, links to two videos, we're in the K-Files e-zine along with an article about those videos. So you already know that. What you might not know is the video that's embedded on my page right now. And by the way, if you're listening to this 2 or 3 days later, you won't see the video. Sorry about that, because it changes every day. But those who are right at this moment while the show is live, looking at my webpage, that video is from YouTube. And if you go to YouTube and look at that video, on the YouTube page, there's a little link where you can click for more information. And when you do, it expands and shows you more information. And when you do that, the information you're going to see is the article that was in the K-Files e-zine. Okay, so they copied it and pasted it right in there, which is fine with me. I'm glad they did. So all of this tonight is sort of revolving around that article, that video, which is really the one video you see on my website, is a compilation of two videos. So all of that is what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to be talking about whether that video is real, and if it is not real, if it is a hoax, for what reason would it have been hoaxed? How do we know if we say it's a hoax? How do we know? What are we basing that on? And what does that say about the entire story of William Rutledge and his alleged mission to the moon as the commander of a secret mission, Apollo 20? What does it say about the whole thing? I think we really ought to take a look at that. I think we really ought to pay attention to what the whole flavor is, and pay attention to why. So tonight, we're going to do that, and the format of the show is going to be different tonight. I'm going to open the phone lines two or three different times during the show for you to respond, for you to share with us what you think about certain things as we go through this. And when we come back from this break, I'll tell you why we're doing this. We'll be back right after this. Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forms, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to alienseekernews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com. You know, there's never been a better time for you to start your own broadcast. I know there are a lot of paranormal investigators. I know there are a lot of people who are paranormal experiencers who want to have their own broadcast. Well, now you can right here at Steel Eye Media Network. It is within your grasp. You can do it, and we're waiting to hear from you. Give us a call today at 1-800-318-1008.
This is Charles Hall.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist Stanton Friedman.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Hardcastle.
This is Jason Martell, researcher into the ancient astronaut theory.
You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show, the number one talk show choice of many galaxies.
The question, quite naturally, I think, would come to mind, why? Why would I take this on, and why is this a topic for tonight's show? The answer to why is not just one simple, quick little answer. The answer to why, actually, is maybe two or three answers. Here's the deal. The deal is that, first of all, you hear me say on this show all the time that I don't believe in anything. Now, some of you lament. I know, because I get email about it, and I'm not making fun of the email. Believe me, I appreciate the email, but some of the email laments the fact that I don't believe in anything. Well, I'm, of course, talking... When I say I don't believe in anything, I'm talking about things related to the show, things that we talk about. Do I believe in my family? Yes, I do. I do. I believe in them. I have the highest hopes for them and the highest dreams for them. And I believe in their ability to achieve those dreams and so forth. So, do I believe in something? Well, yes, but when I say I don't believe in anything, I'm talking about I don't believe in UFOs. I don't believe in aliens. And I have explained it over and over again. I don't believe in ghosts. And I've explained this over and over again. And I think most of you get it. The word believe is the same as the word faith. In English, we use the word faith as a noun. Its verb is believe. But they both come from the same Greek word, pistuo. It is a verb. So, in English we use faith as the noun form. We say, I have faith. Or we say, I believe. That's the verb form. But it comes from one Greek word, and it is a verb. And it means believe or faith, okay, as a verb. Now, why is that important? It's important because we get hit with lots of information, okay? We get hit every day with an overload of information. And if you jump at everything and believe everything, what's happening? Believe is what you do at the end of the sentence, at the end of the data, when there are still questions and unanswered questions, then you fill in the blanks with believe. And you say, based on this, 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 and this, I believe this. Or sometimes it's based on nothing, it's just I believe. And so when I say I don't believe in UFOs, I don't believe in aliens, I don't believe in extraterrestrials, I don't believe in ghosts and so forth, I am focused on the word believe. I don't think that these things require us to believe anything. Believe or belief or faith is all about religious things and emotional things. We're talking about scientific data. Do these things exist or not? I mean, that's what it comes down to. Do they exist or not? Either they do or they don't. There's no in between. There's no such thing as a little bit pregnant. They either exist or they don't. Now, if you think you get an overload of information, you ought to see what I deal with. You cannot believe the amount of information that comes in here. About every 15 minutes. Now, This is an absolute fact, and I am not exaggerating. From about 2 o'clock, maybe 2:30 in the afternoon, until showtime, I check my email about every 15 minutes. Each and every time I check my email, it downloads all the email to my program, to my email program, and it sorts it. I have filters that sort it. And it sorts the junk into a junk file. And it sorts listeners' comments into listener comments files. And suggestions into suggestion files and so forth. And then that way I don't have to go through every one of the emails to read what's really pertaining to the show. I simply go to the listener comments or the suggestions. Or the media inquiries, or the advertising inquiries, I go to the files that pertain to the show. And the junk file, that's where everything else goes. Now, I check about every 15 minutes, and I empty the junk file. I delete everything in the junk file, and then close the program. And about 15 minutes later, I do it again. Now, the junk file, about every 15 minutes, gets about 115 to 150 junk email messages. Now, some of those are spam, some of those are advertising, some of those are legitimate information that simply did not get through our filters because people did not use our contact page. They get deleted. Now, why is that important? Well, because it's an overload of information. And in the legitimate files, I will get somewhere between 100 to 500 emails in a day. The average, I think, would be somewhere around 100. But sometimes as many as 500. Depends on what's going on with the show and the topics. So I get a real overload of information. Don't you think that before we jump at something and say this is real and jump on the bad bandwagon, don't you think the wise thing to do is to vet that information to the best of our ability before we say we believe it? Don't you think what we need to do is get it to the point where we don't believe it at all, nor do we disbelieve it? Let's check it. Let's see. Let's determine whether it's true or not true. Now, if a guest is coming on the show, the guest, I don't vet the guest's information. That doesn't mean I'm unaware of it. Tomorrow night, my guest is going to be Dan Burish. Some of you are familiar with Dr. Dan Burish. Now, he's a highly controversial figure. He and Marcia McDowell are both going to be with me on the show, and he's highly controversial. There are people who think that he is right on the money, and there are people who think he's a fraud. And I'm quite aware of all of that information. I've read it, and I have sent emails asking for clarification on some of it, and they have responded. So I do what I can to vet information, but at the same time, a guest coming on the show has to stand for his own information. You follow what I'm saying? It's not up to me to decide for you whether that guest is truthful or not. It's up to me to present the guest and let him present his information, and you make a decision whether you think that's true or not. But then there is information that comes to us that's not attached to the guest. And I report on it in the K-Files e-zine. I sometimes mention it during a show. And then sometimes it comes up because you call in and during a show and you say, well, have you seen this video? What do you think about it? Have you heard the story about such and such? What do you think about it? And so the information comes to the show in various ways, and I have to do what I can to try and vet things and make sure that the information we put out is accurate, as accurate as we can possibly be sure of. And I generally tell you in the article or on the show, if I'm not sure that it's accurate, I say, you know, I don't know whether this is accurate, but this is the information as we have it at the moment. All right, now here's what that's got to do with this video. Last year, William Rutledge, or someone using that name, began releasing videos on the internet, primarily on YouTube, and here's the story. The story is that, and I'm not saying this is true. I'm saying here is the story of William Rutledge as that individual explained it to Luca Scottamburlo, the journalist in Italy. The story is, according to Rutledge, that following the mission of Apollo 17, there were no more Apollo missions officially. However, and as a side note, let me say there actually was one more officially, and that is when they used the Apollo's the next Apollo capsule to go up and dock with the Russians for the very first time. Okay, but there was no more Apollo moon missions, but there was one more flight of an Apollo spacecraft. Okay, now, we all know that Apollo 17 was it, right? That was the last one. Well, according to William Rutledge, there were more. And they were secret. And he says that he commanded Apollo 20. And that it launched from, I believe he says, I'm not quite sure about this one, but I believe that Rutledge claimed that it launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base. He says he was the commander, and that there was a crew of three, and that they went to the moon for the purpose of exploring some ruins that had been photographed by previous Apollo missions, and for the purpose of exploring this object that appeared to be a downed ancient spacecraft. Now, we've talked about this before, and in fact, you may remember, if you've been listening to this show for some time, you may remember the show I did where I interviewed Lucas Gottamburlo from Italy. He was in Italy. We interviewed him on the telephone and talked about this story, this William Rutledge story. He also said that he was not sure that it was true. However, he found certain things did check out, and he talked to us about those things, remember? William Rutledge would never agree to an interview except via email, but it was only the, you know, in YouTube, you can email whoever puts a post up, whoever puts a video up. And so he used that feature of YouTube to communicate with Lucas Gottamburlo. He would not use a regular email address. He would not agree to a telephone interview or a face-to-face interview. Well, that's rather suspicious on the face of it. But those videos had some parts of them that looked like they might be real, but they had other parts that looked like they might have been doctored. And so what I did on that show with Lucas Gottamburlo, we did the interview with him, and then I asked television feature and documentary producer Robert Kiviat to come on the show, having seen the videos, and talk with us about what he saw and what he thought. All right, it was his opinion that part of the videos might be real, but there were definitely parts of it that looked like they were staged, manufactured, and dropped in. All right, so the story kind of died, you know, because, all right, this guy is releasing these videos. It's very interesting. It makes for a really good sci-fi movie, but probably a hoax. And it died right there. All right, then what happened was, the story died, but then I got an email from Don Ellis over at Alien Seeker News on April the 9th, 2008. Now, Don's a good friend, and Don has a very strong streak of let's wait and see. And so do I. So he sent me this email that he got from Lucas Gottamburlo. And Gottamburlo says in his email that he's got to stop writing, that he's going to leave the subject alone, and that he's got to stop writing. He says, you know, that it's unfortunate, but that someday maybe, you know, he'll be able to tell what really, really happened. I found that to be very interesting. I found it to be intriguing, this email from Gottamburlo. He says, maybe one day, in his email, maybe one day I will have the chance to tell you what really happened. And he says, I can swear to you, and I'm quoting, I can swear to you that in the past months, the interest on my writings was very high, especially from very well-known institutions here in Italy and abroad. In this email that he sent to Don Ellis, he included some links to some videos. Those are the videos that have been compiled into one video now and is posted on my website. Now, aliendeception.com did that. They did a good job with it. I didn't do it. They did a good job putting those together into one video. So you only have to look at that video and you'll see both of the videos. And by the way, my thanks to them. They did not do it on my request. They did it as a matter of, I would call it, good journalism. And I think they did a good job with it. All right, but here's the deal now. Those first videos that we saw looked like they could be true. Now, you have no doubt seen the video that's posted on my website. From the moment I saw that video, from the very first moment, I had the impression that it is a hoax. That is my impression till this moment, that it is a hoax. The mystery is, who is behind it and why? Now you might say, well, it's William Rutledge. Well, folks, Robert Kiviat and I both tried to track down William Rutledge, and so did Luca Scatambulo. And the trail ends at the doorstep of a Frenchman by the name of Thierry Speight. It goes no further. We can't find anything beyond that fact. Now, is Thierry Speight the real William Rutledge? Is he the person who has made all of this up? Or is he a conduit for the information coming from William Rutledge? Well, we don't know. Mr. Speight has refused to answer any of my emails. As far as I know, he has refused to answer any emails from Robert Kiviat or from Luca Scatambulo. In fact, Luca said that he's gotten no response from Thierry Speight. So that's a part of the mystery that causes one to raise an eyebrow or two. But the mystery, I think, goes way, way beyond just the facts of the case. The real mystery is this a hoax? I've said I think it is, and I'm going to share with you why I think it is. Or is this a disinformation project, and if so, who's running it? It seems to go into France. So who's running it? And why? And then the question comes, if this is disinformation, not just, you know, a prank, it could be just a prank. There's always that possibility that it's just a prank. But if it's not just a prank, if it is a disinformation project, the question not only is who's behind it, but what is it they don't want us looking at? What is it that they're trying to distract our attention away from? Now that broadens the scope, and that makes this even a bigger story. Did NASA stop with Apollo 17? Well, apparently NASA did. Were there other Apollo missions flown not by NASA but by the U.S. military? Well, I don't know. I don't know of anyone who does know. Is it possible that it could be done? Absolutely it's possible. I mean, technologically, Vandenberg Air Force Base, you know, flies more rockets out of there than are flown out of Cape Canaveral. You do know that, I suppose. They publish their launch schedule on their website. Could they have done it? Well, they could. Does that mean they did? It certainly does not mean they did. But if this is disinformation, what's the purpose? We'll be back right after this.
the world, but you can't hardly change your mind. You say you want to reach the stars. You say you want to reach the stars, but you can't even tell me why. It's easy to see. Just listen to me. Just lend yourself.
Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com. All right, now when we went away for the break, I was talking about if this is a hoax, it's either a prank or it's organized disinformation. If it is organized information, I'm sorry, organized disinformation, if it is, someone's behind it and there's a reason. So that expands the story, doesn't it? So if it's organized disinformation, who's behind it? And what is it they're trying to direct our attention away from? I think that's a huge story if we can establish that this is a hoax. If this video is a hoax, it puts all the William Rutledge videos in the trash, which I think all of them are hoaxed. To some degree or another. Now, there's some real images of the moon that appear in some of them. But, or it looks like they're real. But, here's the deal. If we can take any one of the William Rutledge videos and nail it down and say that is a hoax. It puts all the videos in the trash. You have to be aware that that may be part of the plan. You have to be aware that it's just possible that some of the real stuff is in some of the videos. But the whole idea is to make us put it all in the trash by releasing an obviously hoaxed one. In other words, when we later encounter someone trying to say this picture, this piece of the video is real, our mind is already predisposed to toss the baby out with the bathwater and say, it's all a hoax. I saw that with the William Rutledge films. That's all a hoax. Meanwhile, real information has gotten out but been discredited by being surrounded with disinformation and hoaxed video. That, I mean, see, this, Dick Criswell said it so well the other night on this show. He answered a question by saying, well, it's possible, but he said, you got to understand, this UFO stuff gets weird. Well, it does. And in the whole world of information, disinformation is weird. And so we can't jump towards, I believe, without making fools of ourselves, nor should we jump towards, I disbelieve, because that can equally make fools of us. So let's sort this out. I have said that I think this video that's posted on my website right now is a hoax, through and through, start to finish. I think it's a hoax. Now, could I be wrong? You betcha I could be wrong. That thing could be absolutely genuine. And someday, in time, we may find out that it is absolutely genuine, and then you can say, well, Smith got it wrong. Okay. I can stand that. I was wrong one time before. I've been wrong a lot of times. The point is, I think this is a hoax, and I stand on that, and I'll tell you why as we go along. But I want to open the phone lines now. This is the first time we're going to open them. And I want to see if you, having viewed the video, have come up with why you think it's a hoax or why you think it's real. If you think it's a hoax, don't just tell me, I just feel like it is. I don't care how you feel about it. I want to know what you think about it, all right? I want to know why you think it's a hoax. Now, the telephone number is 1-800-289-1092. If you have viewed this video and you think it's hoaxed, I'd like to know why you think it's hoaxed. Now, I'm not going to pick you apart here. I've listed four primary reasons that I think it's a hoax. I want to see if those same four things jump out at you. All right? 1-800-289-1092. The telephone is open, and this is the first time that we're going to open it. We're going to close it again in a few minutes, and I'll present some more information, but then we'll open it again. All right? So if you have looked at the video and you think it's a hoax, I'd like for you to call me and tell me why. If you think it's real, I'd like to hear why. All right? Maybe I am wrong, and I'd like for somebody to point it out to me if I am wrong. All right? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, it's Kevin from Iroquois Falls, Ontario.
Yes, Kevin.
Yeah, so boy, that was a weird night in the chat room Saturday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. By the way, for folks who don't know, I was in the chat room on Saturday night. We were all enjoying this new sleek software. Everything was going fine, and then I typed in a question to one of the people in the chat room, and we all got kicked out of the chat room, and I got locked out of it. I couldn't get back into it. I had to take it down and reinstall the software. Yeah. So
I'm in the chat room right now, actually. It's working now. So.
Yep.
Anyway, as for those Apollo 20 videos, I'm actually on the fence on whether they're actually a hoax or real. I'm actually on the fence with that, because a lot of hoaxes have been made, but yet there have been like secret stuff like that has leaked out to the people. It could be somebody that's leaking out this information to get, you know, just somebody that feels sympathetic to the people, that knowing that the people should know this stuff.
All right, but now the video that's on my website right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen them all.
All right. Now, the one that's on my website, is that a hoax or is that real?
I'm still on the fence with it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but of course, you know, I've still got, you know, a bit of a conspiracy nut to me. So I'm leaning, I guess I could say maybe I'm 55% saying it's real and 45% saying it's a hoax. But I'm still pretty much on the fence with it, because, like, nowadays with the internet and all the real or fake stuff that's on the internet, you just never know.
Well, that's the point. You never know for sure, but there are things you can look for to give you clues,
mm-hmm.
and there are some things that I picked up that to me are clues that it's a hoax, and I'll be talking about those as we go along.
Yeah.
I may not convince you, and it's not really my purpose to convince anybody that it's real or that it's a hoax. It's my purpose for us to go through this exercise of thinking together and see how we have to vet these things in order to get to some sort of reasonable conclusion about some of the weirdest stuff that you could encounter.
Now, I truly believe that there is something, that there are buildings on the backside of the moon, and that there are, I say, people there. So it's quite possible that those videos are real. It's a real extraterrestrial body. But then again, like I said earlier, hoaxes have been made like this. You know, like
mm-hmm.
that alien autopsy video, that black and white autopsy video that's supposedly from Roswell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy like admitted that it was a hoax. So.
Well, as far as structures on the moon, NASA's own pictures, even on their own website. You remember the show I did where we took
yep.
a picture right off their website?
Oh, yeah.
And it shows what to me is absolutely clearly artificial structures.
So, and like, it wouldn't surprise me with all the secrecy that's been going on for the last 60 years. It wouldn't surprise me if they have had Apollo 18s, 19s, and 20s, and some videos of that have leaked out to the public. It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me either. And you know, technologically, is it possible? Absolutely, it is.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and but this one, I think this one's a hoax.
Oh yeah, I respect your opinion on that too. Like, I'm actually just like the guy in Alien Secret News. I'm on the fence. I'm waiting on the wait and see kind of guy, especially with this.
I have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've this is a story that I've been stirring this pot for over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, not over a year. About a year, almost a year, waiting to see where it goes. And when this video appeared, in my estimation, I now see where it goes.
So do you also you've also seen the one with the Apollo 20 moon rover video also that shows the structures on the backside of the moon on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if that one's a fake or not. I'm not quite sure of either.
I'm not sure of that one.
So.
Robert Kiviat believes it's a fake. Okay. With me, I'm not sure. I think there's a possibility that one is true. Possibility. But what does it say about that if we've got all these Rutledge videos and some of them are real and then we have some fakes?
Mm-hmm.
The question then becomes, why? Who's behind that? What's the purpose? What are they trying to hide out in plain sight?
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is, because there's been a lot of disinformation put out there. There's a lot of real stuff that's leaked out and a lot of outright hoaxes. So I guess that maybe that's their intention, to make sure that people don't really know until they're ready to come up with full disclosure themselves.
I think you're right. Okay, we have to take a break. And, Kevin, thank you for the call. And, folks, we'll be back on the other side of this break. More with this weird stuff. Get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com. And we are back. Let's go straight to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Dick from Lebanon, Indiana.
Yes, Dick.
I want to go on the record as saying it's a complete hoax.
All right. What makes you think so?
Well, there are some things that I know about this this individual. You're talking about this Rutledge. And there are some classified documents to... say otherwise to this, and it would lead into another area, but I think you're on the right track by saying it's a hoax.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
You're quite welcome.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Well, that's a surprise. Okay. What do you think about it? You think it's real? You think it's a hoax? And why? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hey, Brent.
Hey, Kevin. I looked at that video, the one you've got on your website, when it was first on your e-zine.
Uh-huh.
And you'll notice you don't see anything more than the head. It looks to me like a, I'm not saying this is what it is, but to me it looks like a wooden mannequin head with a bad paint job.
Okay.
That's why I think it's fake.
Well, if you watch the whole video, you'll see that it shows the body. And it's obviously a female body. It shows the breasts. And
I saw that too, but it still looks like wood to me.
Okay.
Bad paint job.
All right, with a bad paint job. All right.
It's my opinion.
She needs a better beautician.
Yeah.
Okay, Brent. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye.
All right. All right. What do you think? Is it real? Is it a hoax? And why do you think so? Lots and lots of people have really jumped at this thing. And said, here's the proof. This is the smoking gun. This is it. And others have said, no way. Absolutely no way. Now, if you're going to approach this thing reasonably and rationally instead of emotionally, you have to step back and say, let's wait and see. And you have to look at this with a critical eye, not a skeptical eye, a critical eye, all right? And a critical mind. There's a difference. A skeptic sort of has some active disbelief going on. I don't have active belief or active disbelief. If you look at this with a critical eye and you say, well, it could go either way here. Let's see what we see. Let's examine this carefully and see what we see. If you do that, you come up with several clues that will tell you it's real or it's not real. All right? So you've seen the video. You've looked at it. William Rutledge, or someone using that name, has said that he was the commander. He, in his interview with Scadden Burlow, he said, look, I was the commander of Apollo 20. We went to the moon. It was a secret mission. We flew from Vandenberg Air Force Base, and we went there to look at ruins that had been photographed by previous Apollo missions. Some of the video that was released by William Rutledge has the appearance of being genuine, and some of it has the appearance of being very faked. Pretty good fakes, though. But it just has the appearance of being faked. I have said that this video that's on the site right now, this video, to me, nails it down and says, this is a fake, this is a hoax. I don't know if it's a prank or if it's disinformation. That I don't know. But as far as I'm concerned, this video nails it down and says this is a hoax. There are reasons why, as I look at this video, and you don't have to be, and this is another good point here, that I really want to make, and it is a good point. Even though I'm making it, it's a good point. People who are professional debunkers of everything having to do with UFOs often say, oh, well, he's not a trained observer. No, you're not a trained observer, maybe. But you've had eyes all your life, haven't you? I mean, you do have experience using your eyes, unless you're blind, unless you're visually impaired. So if you have experience using your eyes, you know what you're looking at. So if you watch this video and just use your eyes, you don't have to be a video expert, a film expert. You don't. No, that's not necessary. Just look at what you see, and the clues are there. Look at it with a critical mind. The clues are there. I'm going to share with you a couple of reasons I think this is a hoax. First of all, if this were a real body, and if this were, as it purports to be, the body of an ancient alien recovered from the moon, and we're viewing it ostensibly inside Apollo 20, there it is, on the moon. That's what we're supposed to see. That's what we're supposed to know. Now, if this were the body of an ancient alien, some people have called her the princess, an Anunnaki princess. I've gotten emails about that. And I've seen it on the internet. I've seen it referred to that way. If it were, do you think that there would be that fleshiness on that body? Even if she were frozen, because the temperatures can be very intensely cold on the moon, if she were frozen, the fleshiness would not be there. I mean, there would be a collagen collapse. But her lips are full. You notice that? Her nose is full. It's fleshy. Her lips are full and fleshy. Her cheeks are full and fleshy. Not mummified or destroyed by freezing, as they should be, if she were, in fact, an ancient alien recovered from the moon. So that's the very first thing I noticed. The first thing I noticed was, if this is a real body, why do we not see the ravages of freezing or the ravages of heat? Because it can get rather hot on the moon as well in certain places at certain times, as the sun, depending on where you are on the moon, as the direct sunlight is hitting the moon without atmosphere, it gets really, really nasty. And it gets really, really cold really quick. So in either case, why is her, if that's a real body of a real alien genuinely recovered from the moon, why is she so full and fleshy? I don't buy that. It could not be. It would not be. And I'm willing to say it is not. So that's one clue. That's just to get you going. That's just to get your mind thinking. Now, we've got a break coming up here in about a minute, less than a minute, and it's the top of the hour break. Now, what I want you to do during the break, I want you to look at that video again and see what else you notice. When you look at that video again, notice how full and fleshy the face is, not ravaged by extreme heat or extreme cold, as it would be if, in fact, it were genuinely on the moon and genuinely a body. Too full, too fleshy, too fresh. Not mummified enough. In fact, not mummified at all. We'll be back. I'll open the phone line for you, and we will continue to get your ideas here about what's in that video that says hoaxed.
We were greedy magazines, smoking the nasty cigarettes, and dreaming of girls. But thank you, swung the magic wand, said, follow me. Thank you, took me away, far away from here.
Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
All right, we are back, and we're into the second hour. It seems like we could not possibly be, but here we are. And the telephone line is open once again, 1-800-289-1092. When you look at this video, what do you see that says to you this is a hoax? Or that says to you it's real? All right? The clues, in my opinion, jump right off the screen. But that's my opinion. All right? So, and what we're doing here is we're practicing thinking about this stuff. All right? Maybe you don't like that. I don't know. But I think it's important for us to do it. I think it's important, really an important exercise for all of us to put our minds to this thing and do some critical thinking, not skeptical thinking, but critical thinking, and come out on the other side of it with our own opinion about it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Very good. All right. Don't do that, please. 1-800-289-1092. 1-800-289-1092. It's toll-free throughout all of the USA and Canada and some few parts of northern Mexico. If you're outside that area, you can send me a flash message. Send an email to flash@kevinsmithshow.com. All right? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Tony from Oklahoma.
Yeah, Tony.
I really don't know what to think. I don't think it's fake.
All right. Can you put can you quantify that in any way? I mean, what is it that makes you think it's real?
The lips look real. Not like sculpture, not like wood, as Brent said. Parts of it do have that appearance, but the lips, the nose, the forehead, something about the eyes, and your point, how do you know where this thing was found? Maybe it was found in a sealed capsule.
Well, now that's a good point.
Protected from the elements.
That's a good point. However, the rest of the body shows the sorts of ravages that you would expect if it were exposed to the elements.
And then again,
so maybe her head was in a capsule.
But then again, it's supposedly an alien body. So what we don't know, or I don't know, what their physical makeup is. Maybe their skin reacts differently.
Okay, maybe, that's a good point.
Maybe the body was treated with something before it was sealed. Mummies are treated in a way. Maybe this body was treated in some way.
What about the hair? Now, the hair looks like clay that's
the
been
hair
sculpted.
Does not look like hair, no. But how do I know what an alien has on its head? Maybe that's the equivalent of hair.
Okay, that's a point, too. It's not one...
sure look human. That's neither here nor there. But, I don't know why, but I have a feeling it's real.
Okay, good enough. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we've got some who have said, think it's a fake. Some who've said, it looks real to me. All right, what do you think about it? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, hi, Kevin. It's Sheldon in Tucson.
Yeah, Sheldon.
Yeah, I just watched the video, and I'm pretty convinced it's a hoax.
Why?
For one thing, when it shows the female astronaut in the command module there or whatever, I don't know why they'd have that so exposed. It might be giving off bacteria or viruses, and here they got the body wide open for the astronaut to breathe it all in.
That's a very good point.
Plus, I've also seen a separate Apollo 20 video footage, and it showed a clip from one of Bart Sobrell's films. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon from one of them Apollo 11 pieces.
And so you think it's a fake?
I pretty much think all this stuff, these Apollo 20 videos are hoaxes.
Yeah.
But that's just me, Kevin.
All right. Well, that's what we're asking for. Sheldon, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. All right. 1-800-289-1092. I'll take another call or two. And then I want to continue with why I think it's a fake. But I want to see if you're noticing things. Now, Tony made a good point. True enough, I don't know what alien bodies are made of, so maybe they react differently to the elements, all right? Good point. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, this is Chris from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah, Chris.
How you doing, Kevin?
Good.
I've been kind of going back and forth on this, but the cons as far as it being a hoax kind of outweigh it for me. There's a couple parts, and actually the guys that put together the video had a really good point about the camera when it kind of panned to the guy tossing the camera back and forth. It didn't look like it had any kind of zero gravity effect to it at all. It just looked like he was kind of flipping it back and forth in his hand. And, a lot of the color stuff just seems really out of whack. One minute you're pixelating and there's colors all over the place, and the next minute everything's just kind of dull. And there's also a couple parts where they show the body, and it looks like they're examining it on the same part of, the capsule's control panel that they just showed in an earlier shot. It looks like the body's, sitting right up on top of the control panel.
That's what it looks like.
I mean, it just, I don't know, it seems so hokey, but then, I don't know, you got to ask yourself, is it so hokey because it's something we just couldn't possibly fathom, and that was the space they had to work with. And, you know, I don't know. My gut instinct is that it is a hoax, but there's just too many little things in there that just they don't seem right to me, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, your point about the camera, the guys that did the video, of course, made that point as well. But the I had jotted that down at the time I first saw the video.
Yeah.
We have a flash message from Carl in Australia. He says the same thing. But let me read what he says. Just this one paragraph of it. The supposed astronaut that twirled that camera in his hands, his arms dipped down and up as if he was subconsciously manipulating a weighty device. But it looked so natural, just like you expect to see in Earth gravity. The camera twirls and presumably has mass. He catches it. His arms make the weight. His arms take the weight and dip down, and then the arms spring back up to their original position. It looks like, to me, in my opinion, to be the speed and reaction you'd see in Earth normal gravity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I agree with that. So that's one of the points. The full fleshy face is another point. I personally don't think that you're going to find an alien laying on the moon anywhere and find it in that condition.
Yeah.
I think you're going to find it ravaged by the elements of the moon.
That was the one problem I guess I kind of had with the body itself, as far as possibly being authentic, I guess. I don't know. Is we don't know the circumstances, supposedly, where it was recovered from. I guess it would have a little bit more weight if there was, like, a tagline or something that said, you know, we found this in a cryogenic chamber inside the ship or something. Then I could kind of say, like, well, you know, we don't know how the atmospheric pressures, everything would have affected the body itself. We don't know anything of their chemical makeup or anything like that, but it's just everything around it. And, you know, if you take the body out of the picture and just look at all the other little things, it just doesn't seem right, you know?
Yeah, I agree. All right, man, thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the little experience here.
Well, it's a little different for us, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I like it.
All right, thanks. Yeah, it is different. This is a different way for me to do the show than I have previously done. And maybe I did a show like this sometime in the past 8 years, but I can't remember it. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. If you will, tell us your first name and from where are you calling.
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie from Columbus.
Hi, Debbie.
Interesting film. I tend to think it's a hoax, though.
Why?
Because looking at the body, it has the consistency of wax. It doesn't look like human. It doesn't look like flesh that I'm familiar with. It has... It just looks like it was just put together like models that you'd sometimes see art students working on in college that are doing sculpting.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't have the look of what I would consider some kind of a skin-like covering. And as you were pointing out, if it was found on the moon out without any type of protection, it would definitely be ravaged. It would be ravaged by the space dust that hits the moon, the meteors, and everything like that.
Well, and the temperature and the ultraviolet light, if it
exactly.
happens to be on the light side of the moon.
Exactly. It just looks too contrived. It looks too put together.
I think so. You know, I think there's a possibility that, I mean, you might have here a model where you have a life mask, or some people call them death masks, of a real person, a real human, that was used to create the face and head of this model. If you notice, there's something gold and sparkly at the neckline. Some kind of fabric, and it covers the neckline, so we can't see the neck as it joins the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that to be quite interesting since they took the rest of the clothes off.
Well, not only that, but the material looks like something that might be manufactured here on Earth.
Well, I'll leave that to your expertise. I am certainly not an expert in material. If it's not made out of blue denim, I probably am not familiar with it. So,
but, yeah, it's an interesting video. And I have another question.
Yeah.
It seems that William Rutledge, the name has been bandied about in the... not only on YouTube, but in other websites that I've encountered. But there's really been, like, no pictures of William Rutledge or, you know, no, like, online biography of William Rutledge. So, you know, obviously, as writers have pen names, so William Rutledge is a pen name of the individual who has put this elaborate hoax on YouTube.
It very well could be. The only information we have about William Rutledge we get from Lucas Gadamburlo, who is the only person on this planet to have conducted an interview with him, and it was done via email.
That just seems a little too hard to believe. Because, I mean, okay, and I'm just going to kind of put this out there. If William Rutledge was the commander for Apollo 20, if Apollo 20 did happen, and he was under secrecy not to say anything about the mission, I can understand that. But once they retire, they really are under no secrecy oath of silence, basically, anymore.
Actually, they are. It's a lifetime.
Really?
Yeah,
it?
They sign a. It's a lifetime deal. They can lose their retirement. They can be jailed.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. It, to me, if William Rutledge really did exist, I mean, he would have found a way, other than something like this on YouTube, to get the information out. I mean, even if he couldn't speak publicly about it, he would find some way other than just by email or, you know, through the Internet.
I would think so. Debbie, I have to move along, but thank you
for
the call.
All right, Kevin. Have a good night.
All right. 1-800-289-1092 is toll-free, and I am quite interested in your critical thinking on this video. Now, this video is making quite a stir. There are lots of people out there who say, this is it. It's the smoking gun. This is the real deal. Here is the Anunnaki princess. I've seen that on the Internet. I've gotten it in email. And I'm interested in your critical thinking on this. Well, I've already mentioned a couple of the things. And after this call, I'm going to mention a couple of more things that I find suspicious, and that lead me to the opinion that this is a hoax, but I could be wrong. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. This is Larry from California. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Good. Yeah, I think it's a hoax, and like the last caller was, looks more like wax than anything else. And the fact that there is positive gravity up there, which is consistent with what you'd find on Earth.
Yeah, there is, but there is gravity, but it is less. I will say this, I think there is evidence that it is much more than we've been led to believe, but it would be less than Earth. And I agree with the two callers previous that mentioned that, and with the flash message from Carl as well in Australia. It looks like, when you watch him twirl that camera, the movements of the camera, the speed of its fall to his hands, the reaction in his hands to the weight, all looks like normal Earth gravity.
Right. And I agree with that.
All right, man, I appreciate the call.
All right, thank you. Have a good evening.
All right, thanks for the call. 1-800-289-1092. Well, I've mentioned the preservation of the body, the fleshiness of the body should not be there. If this is an ancient alien that's been laying up there, either out in the open or even under the ground. Now, the impression we get is that this is under the ground because there's globules of dirt, moon dirt, allegedly, all over this lady, all over this body. And they even take some forceps and pull some of that out of her nostril. So it looks like this body, we're led to believe from what we see in the video that this body was perhaps underground somewhat. And we should see more ravages of decomposition than what we're looking at. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Gary from Nebraska.
Yeah, Gary.
You know, Kevin, I watched the movie a couple of times, once on your site and elsewhere, YouTube. And the thing that bothers me is, if this is really a dead body, I can't imagine anyone using their bare hands around it.
I can't imagine. Look, when they went up there and picked up moon rocks, they put them in sample bags, and then they sealed them in canisters to prevent any type of contamination.
Yep.
And if they do that with rocks, I think you'd do it with an Anunnaki.
I think it would be absolutely essential.
I would think so. You know, whatever it is that killed her, if she were a real body, could kill you.
Exactly. A hoax as far as I'm concerned.
All right. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Good night, Kevin.
Good night. 1-800-289-1092. 1-800-289-1092. Toll free. I pay for the call. And I'll tell you, you folks are getting it. You folks are seeing what I see. I am open to the possibility that Tony is right. I mean, it's possible that Tony is correct. He says, you know, who knows where this body has been stored, where it's been for all this time, and who knows what an alien body does or what they have for hair, you know. But that's one of my points. If you look at the hair, it looks like sculpted clay. It really does. To me, it looks like sculpted clay or maybe wax. It could be wax. What about those things on the face that apparently they removed? You know, those sticks at the beginning of the video? Remember that? View it again. Take a look at it. There's some close-ups. Tell me if that looks like Q-tips to you. It looks like Q-tips to me. It does. I mean, anyway, I look at that, it looks like Q-tips. Why would there be anything like that structure? You know, that structure is apparently attached to her in death for the purpose of holding her mouth open and keeping her eyes closed. That would be a very, very odd burial ritual, would it not? Now, you know, you might say, well, it would be odd to us, but who knows about the aliens? Well, you're right, but, you know, I'm not an alien. I'm me, and I'm looking at it, and I got to tell you, that looks weird. But another thing about it is it not only looks weird, it looks like it was done with Q-tips. That doesn't look like anything but Q-tips. As I look at it, I can't imagine anything else. It looks like Q-tips. Now take a look at it, see what you think about it. But the four things that I have scribbled down here, I've mentioned now. Those four things are the state of preservation of the body does not in any way match anything I can imagine happening on the moon. Secondly, the hair looks like sculpted wax or clay. Third, those things attached to her face at the beginning of the video look like Q-tips. And fourth, the camera looks like, the movement of the camera and the astronaut's arm looks like Earth normal gravity to me. And you have pointed out a couple of other things, folks, that I think really stand out and say it's a hoax. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Larry again from California.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that when you're talking about the eyes and something was obviously stuck to the lips, stuck to the eyes, stuck to the forehead.
Yeah.
After they removed it, you can't even see that they were even attached. So did they do that beforehand or afterwards?
Yeah, you know, by what means were they attached? The only place where you can see any type of mark where they were attached is right in the middle of the forehead.
Right. You don't see any residue left on the eye or any part of the eye pulled away. Same with the lip. You don't see any residue left on the lip or pulled away from the lip.
Right. And you don't see any holes in the lip or anything.
Right.
So you're right. Yeah. Does it look like Q-tips to you?
It looked like little wing bones off a chicken or something.
Well, it could be that too, I guess. Chicken wing bones. No, to me, it looks like Q-tips. There are a couple of close-ups where you can see that there's a little bulb at the end.
Yeah.
At both ends. And that's what
like
you
get.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It looks like kind of like a joint of a long, skinny bone.
Well, it might be that, too. Maybe Anunnaki have bones that come out of their face when they die.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's actually my video that I put up on there, by the way. And even though I put it on there, I still don't think it's real. That's why I put the words in there that I put in there.
Oh, you're the one that posted it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so aliendeceptions.com is you.
That's me.
Well, I appreciate you doing it and for printing the article, putting the article with it, where I called into question, you know, whether it was real or not. I appreciate that. I think you did good work. And by the way, it looks like you cleaned the video up a little bit. It's clearer than some of the others I've seen.
Yeah, I worked with it for quite a while trying to get it right.
Well, the first time you saw it, did you feel like that it was a hoax? Did you think, this can't be real?
Yeah, that was the first thing that came to my mind. That's still on my mind to this day.
Yeah.
You can't be real.
Yeah. Now, we both could be dead wrong. You know that.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, we could be wrong, but I think it's a hoax. Man, I appreciate the work you did, and I appreciate the call.
No problem. Take care.
Thank you. Wow. Well, how about that? Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I think it's a hoax. In my mind, there's no doubt that it's a hoax. But maybe there's a doubt in your mind. I'm not trying to get you to believe or disbelieve anything. We just want to critically examine it and come up with why we think what we think. We'll be back right after this.
Seems to be resistance to everything I do. She said it's coming from yourself, and none of it is true. He said, but you don't know the thoughts I have going around and around. She said, I don't have to know that you'll rebound. 'Cause I believe in you. I believe in you tonight. She said, I don't like the way it's going. I'm not getting anywhere. He said, you're brave, you got talent and a certain savoir-faire. She said, but you don't know the way I feel with my worry and my fear. He said, I know exactly how you feel, in case you need to hear. Before the dawn, and you think you just can't go on, and you're worried about your money.
Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com.
Call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
This is Ralph from Alberta, Canada.
Ralph? Are you a first-time caller, Ralph?
No, I've called in a few times before.
Okay, I'm sorry. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I watched the video there, and yeah, I think it's, my opinion is it's hoax too. And the reason why I think so, well, because the body looks pretty fake, in my opinion. And I've just noticed that all the shots are interior shots of inside the spacecraft. There's no shots of them actually out on the moon's surface.
You know, that's a good point. One would think that if they had found this body, this would be one of the most amazingly historical moments for mankind.
Yeah.
And that they would have videotaped, well, they didn't have videotape, but they would have filmed the recovery of that body.
Yeah. And another thing, they're touching the body with their bare hands, like they're not in bio suits or anything.
Yeah, and, you know, I can't imagine that. They didn't even do that with moon rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ralph, thanks for the call, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I appreciate it. All right, now, I'm going to turn the phones off for just a moment. I'll turn them back on in just a little bit. But I want to talk about, you know, if this is hoaxed, what the implications are. Now, number one, if it's hoaxed, and I think it is, as far as I'm concerned, there's not a doubt. As far as I'm concerned, it is a hoax from start to finish. I could be wrong. This may be absolutely genuine, but I don't think so. And this is not, I believe, this is, I think it's a hoax based on the evidence I see. All right, now, having said that, if it's a hoax, it could be a prank. It could be just someone out there having fun, putting together stuff and putting it out on the internet and causing all this hubbub about it and sitting back and chuckling and saying, look at all these bozos. Look at all these guys. They're talking about it. They're writing about it. The Kevin Smith Show did a show about it. Ha, 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 ha. Could be. If that's the case, Terry Spate knows who is responsible. And Terry is in France. Or that's the last I knew of Terry. He was in France. It may not be a hoax of a prankster. I mean, you know, just someone having fun. It could be that the whole William Rutledge persona and the videos that have been released, it could be disinformation. A disinformation campaign has an objective. Sometimes the objective is simply to discredit people. Sometimes things are put out for the purpose of creating a whole lot of expert opinion about stuff, and people weigh in on it, and then they pull the plug and show it to be a hoax. And once they show it to be a hoax, they themselves, the disinformers, show it to be a hoax. And once they do that, they have discredited all these experts that weighed in and gave their expert opinions. So that's one thing that a disinformation campaign can be used for, and has in the past been used for that. Another thing that a disinformation campaign can be used for is to put real information out while making it so that no one believes it's real. You follow what I'm saying? If let's just say that there are a let me rephrase that. Let's just say that it is possible that some real information is about to be disclosed by some of these nations who now have probes around the moon. See, it's no longer just the United States. It's no longer just Russia. Japan has a big satellite going around the moon, and it's got all kinds of fancy, sophisticated equipment and cameras. Other nations have joined the space race. So perhaps some of this is about to be disclosed. So what you could do is you could put the real stuff in with bogus, hoaxed stuff, create a big story that's not true, you know, William Rutledge and Apollo 20 and so forth. And you just drop in some real stuff with it so that when it is disclosed later, people will, it'll be passe, and people will say, I already saw that. It's a hoax. So that's a possibility as well. That would be sort of a disinformation sandwich, you see. You sandwich some real information in amongst hoaxed information. So that's a possibility. But if there is, in fact, disinformation happening, rather than just a hoax by a prankster, if disinformation is what's happening, and I don't know that it is, but it means that there is a controller somewhere, there's someone or several someones in charge of controlling the disinformation campaign. They're responsible for it. They're pulling the strings. They are the ones who are doing it through the persona of William Rutledge. And if that exists, the question is, where are they, who are they, and why? What's the purpose? Is it simply to produce discredit to luminary names in the UFO field? It certainly could, you know. Or is the purpose to get us all busy looking at something so that we don't look somewhere else? And what would that be? What is it that we perhaps should be looking at and are not looking at it because we're distracted by all of this stuff? I don't know. Is it a disinformation campaign, as I said a few moments ago, to hide right out in plain view some real stuff? Well, it could be. But then again, why? What's the purpose of that? I think all of those things have to go through our minds. I don't think that we necessarily are ever going to have an answer. And I don't think that we really need an answer. If we determine that it's a hoax, we can walk away from it. If we determine that it's not a hoax, then we cannot walk away from it because it is one of the most profound discoveries ever in the history of humankind, if it is not a hoax. I am absolutely convinced that it is. I am absolutely convinced that it is a hoax. It's not my belief that it is a hoax. I actively think it is a hoax based on what I see in that video. I could be wrong. All right, now I want us to turn our attention to, is it a hoax by a prankster or is it disinformation? And if you think it's disinformation, I'd like to know, who do you think is behind it and why would they be behind it? What's the purpose? The telephone lines are open once again, 1-800-289-1092, 1-800-289-1092. And, you know, those are big questions, aren't they? But that's what critical thinking does. Critical thinking, in some ways, can dismiss certain notions, but it always raises more questions. So what do you think? Is this the work of a prankster? Or is this the work of a disinformation campaign? If it is a disinformation campaign, why would anybody want to do it? What's the purpose of it? There's always a purpose behind disinformation. There's an active goal. There is a purpose. There is an objective. So what could it be? What do you think it is? Maybe you, after looking at this, you still think it's real. Okay. I'm not going to tell you that you're dumb because you disagree with me. You're not dumb because you disagree with me. Disagreeing with me or agreeing with me is not an issue. We're all individuals, and we all have a right to our opinions. And yours doesn't have to match mine in order for me to think you're smart. I just want to know why you think what you think. All right, we'll be back right after this. Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com.
Call the Kevin Smith Show at 1-800-289-1092.
All right, welcome back. We are doing something a bit different here tonight than we normally do on the show, and it's a little different approach. I like it. We're going to have to do this a bit more often. But I've gotten a couple of emails and a couple of flash messages from people who are still asking what happened during the chat on Saturday night. So let me say, if you didn't hear it earlier, what happened was everything was working fine. I posted in chat, I posted a question to one of the participants in the chat. That specific question had to do with underground bases. And the question was simply, one of the people in the chat said that he thought there was an underground base near where he lived in Australia, I posted a question to someone else in Mississippi and said, well, what about you? Are you, do you hear anything about underground bases over in your part of the country? Bang, like that, the chat closed down. That's all I can tell you. I don't know. I lay no blame at anyone's door. But that's what happened. And I had to go reinstall the software. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
This is Louis from Connecticut. Kevin?
Yeah.
I think it's disinformation.
Okay. Why?
Because if you look at it, right, if that astronaut does not have a bio suit on and he's taking dirt from that body, right?
Yeah.
That would tell you the atmosphere of the moon must be just like ours, because he's not worried about contamination bringing that back to Earth.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you dig up a body here on Earth and you take it in for an autopsy, and cops do this kind of thing on a regular basis around the country, you find the body or you have to dig it up. You take it in for examination by a pathologist. Right at the scene, you put it in a body bag and seal it.
Right.
When it gets to the lab, man, they've got on masks, they've got on gloves, you know. A lot of times they're wearing face masks. In the lab where they're going to do the autopsy, nobody goes in there and works barehanded or barefaced either. And that's with a body right here on Earth. So I think for sure they would do it in space on the moon.
But I think maybe they were informed to come and get it.
Even if they were informed to come and get it, they would still have to take biohazard precautions.
Oh yeah, I'm saying, you know, maybe that is fake, you know, with the body. But I'm saying, by them showing the astronauts without any kind of outfit on, that's letting you know the atmosphere may be the same as Earth. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, maybe that, you know, that body can be fake, but disinformation is they don't want you to know that the moon is probably just like Earth.
Well, you may be right about that. There, you know, I've read some articles by people who say that if you were on the moon, you would not have to have a spacesuit.
Right. See, they would put something like that on, you know, on the YouTube to make it look crazy. But the real thing is, if you look at it closely, you see them no outfit on, without them thinking. So people would say, "Oh, no, the moon is just like the Earth."
Well, maybe, maybe. Louis, thank you for the call.
Oh, yes, sir.
Bye. All right. All right, we have time for one or two more calls. Louis says it's disinformation. What do you think and why? That's a good point he makes. Maybe the whole purpose was to leak out the information that conditions on the moon are more Earth-like than we thought. Maybe. That's a possibility. I think it's a hoax. I don't know at this point what I think about whether it's a prankster or whether it's disinformation. I don't know what to think about that. As I said, if it's disinformation, that is an organized project. All right. If it's a prankster, it's just a prank. It's a joke. But if it's disinformation, that's an organized project, and that means there's an organizer. That means there's a goal, an objective. And what is it? Was the objective just to get on the Kevin Smith Show? Well, to coin a phrase, mission accomplished. But I don't think it's that. I think the purpose, if it's disinformation, the purpose is much more complex and nefarious than that. There's something they either want us to know, but they don't want to admit that it's real, but they want it to be in our consciousness. Or it's to discredit somebody, or it is to hide real stuff right out in the open and be able to say, well, you know what? Later on, they could say, we didn't deny it. We didn't hide it. There it is. It's in those videos. It could be any of those. It could be a combination of those. I don't know. But what do you think? Is it disinformation or is it a hoax, just a prank? At this point, we're speculating, but we know we're speculating. I'm not sure, as I said, I'm not really sure where I come down on that. I think one of the things that we can focus on here as we approach the end of the show, I think one of the things we need to focus on is this little exercise we've done here tonight in brainstorming together shows that it's important to know what we think and that it's not important really for us to believe. Not on these issues. These are not the kinds of issues you should believe or disbelieve. This is the kind of thing where you should think and do critical thinking. Not skeptical, but critical. I don't believe it. I don't disbelieve it. Let's see where the data leads us. And wherever the data leads is where it leads, period. I think one of the things you can see is that here in our audience, we have people who think the data leads to it's real. We have people who think the data leads to it's a hoax. We have at least one who called in, and of course one caller calling in represents hundreds of listeners, who says, I think it's disinformation. Not just a prank, I think this is disinformation. So I think what we can see is that all of us are not, we're not monolithic. All of us are individuals. We have our individual opinions about what we see, what we think, where we think that data leads. And you've brought up some great points here tonight. I agree with Tony. We don't know what the body of an extraterrestrial is like. We don't know how it's made. We don't know how it would decompose or fail to decompose, resist decomposition. We're not monolithic, but we do think, and that's important. I'll tell you, I have enjoyed this. I hope you have. It's been a great experiment, hasn't it? And I hope that we can do this again on another topic sometime. Maybe sometime soon. My guest tomorrow night, Dr. Dan Burrish and Marcia McDowell. And we're going to be talking with them. Dr. Burrish is one of the most controversial figures in the whole realm of UFOs and extraterrestrials. Should be interesting. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.